Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Nazim Rashid. Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected: How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Okay, we're gonna have a good time today. You regulars know that I've been on this Wednesday spot for quite some time now, starting with Addictions and Recovery series, based off my book and chapters called 12 Principles of Recovery. And now I started this one on relationships, improving and repairing relationships. Very, very important to talk about this. So many of us, you know, we are scared of marriage. You know, we've had some problems in the past, and those past failures keep haunting us. Yeah, haunting us. Yeah, haunting prevents us, I'll say you, now prevents you from going forward and having a healthy marriage. But instead of just plunging into it, finding the right tools to make it right this time. You want a healthy, happy, harmonious union, not one of drama and grief and misery and all that. Depression, you don't want that. You've had that in the past, been there, done that. So in order to have it the way you want it to, we got to kind of look at some things, some personal growth areas. That's why we're taking some time here to look at different areas that we can improve upon ourselves to attract the right kind of mate, all right? Okay. Now, last time we went through forgiveness and self-esteem, and then we left on self-esteem, actually. Very, very important to do, okay? Now, before I start this, you know, somebody might be new listening for the first time. I am Nazim, author of Reconnected: How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. And this is a 412-page human manual, I call it. Okay? Yeah. And it's got chapters such as forgiveness. Matter of fact, we're going through them with this relationship series. Okay? But chapters like forgiveness, we have self-esteem, validation. We have optimism. We have self-image. We have visualization. We have communication and listening skills. We have gratitude, faith, very important, spirituality, attachments, codependency, and addictions, 12 principles of recovery, identifying and managing emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the last chapter is when I talk about how we can go back in time and create this fictional character, the mentor, you. Yeah, having sessions with your child self. Just imagine if you're looking right now at the self you once were when you're, say, 8 years old. Imagine you and your 8 years old right now having a conversation. What would that conversation be like? Hmm? Now, what I've done, I've actually had a sketch artist draw me when I was 10 and me now. And so we're actually hugging. I'm looking at it right now on my wall. And we're actually hugging one another. That's the concept we're trying to get to, where you can actually be one with yourself you once were. All right? But in order to do that, in order to be the wonderful, healthy mentor for that self you once were, called the child self, you got to have some transformative tools. Okay, and that's what my book's all about, all right? So I'll be doing my little commercial throughout the time, but right now, just to let you know, you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you have an e-book or a Kindle, you can get it through an e-book that way. My site is after the three W's, we have cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com, okay? And you can email me. I love to hear from you. Feedback is great. nrbookclub@gmail.com. 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 Okay? Everybody needs to have this book. I'm telling you, it saved a lot of lives already and can save your life. Okay? For sure. All right? Well, good. Now, again, everything is related to having a healthy marriage. Everything's related to that, okay? And we're going to start with self-appreciation. Self-appreciation. Yeah, we're going to start there, okay? Because too many times what it is, we don't appreciate the self that that we have inside of us. Now, for those of you who heard my recovery series, I talked about the lower self and the higher self. Again, the lower self and the higher self. And when you say, you know, or you heard people say, just believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. That's all you got to do. Just believe in yourself. Well, which self are you talking about? Now, we've had dark days. We believe in that lower self, though, right? As we lied, conned, you know, adulterous behavior, stolen, assaults, whole list of things, huh? We believed in ourselves then for sure. So we're not talking about that self. We're talking about the higher self, the self that a lot of us probably know nothing about, you know, nothing about. So it's very, very important to understand that we need to respect and appreciate that self within us, that self. So as I talk about self-appreciation, I'm talking about that self. Appreciate that self, okay? Real, real important, all right? Oh, by the way, to all Muslims who are fasting right now, Ramadan Mubarak. My mouth is kind of dry right now myself. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It is important to mention self-appreciation as it coincides with your self-esteem. Like I was saying, there is a higher self in all of us that is always working on our behalf, whether we are conscious of it or not. This is the self that God breathed into us, our mothers, as we're developing in the womb. That ruh, most of you know about that, the spirit. All right? Okay? This is the part of us that is divine and the same self that will go on after we leave this life. This is the self that never dies. The self has also been called our soul. Mm-hmm. This is the self that was with God before this earthly experience and will return back to God after this experience. It is this self that needs our appreciation. No, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is also the same self that should be focused on when we say believe in yourself. I was just saying that, right? Many of us don't think about this self in this way, and that is why we have more dark experiences when we subscribe to this saying without using the proper context as we refer to the self. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lower self or higher self. Our intuition and premonitions are all connected to this higher self. Did you know that? Yeah, sometimes you get a little hunch about things. Hunches, you know, we get hunches about some ideas or directions in our lives. We need to wonder where those hunches came from. When we know these facts and consciously bear witness to these realities, we naturally desire to give more appreciation for this self. I want everybody to hear that for sure, you know? Yeah. And put some conscious energy into what I'm saying here, you know? Believe in that self, you know? Yeah. God installed that in all of us. And it's all good. Higher self knows nothing but good. You know? All right, the same self nudges you to feel good, to laugh, to get excited, to have fun, and to experience love. It feels good to feel good, doesn't it? Yeah. Imagine the last time you're on a roller coaster, you know, and you're going up, you know, slowly up the, you hear the chains going slowly up the hill of this coaster, right? You know, might be a little terrified there too, a little scared. You get to the top, you go down, you know, oh my God, drilling, rushing, and you know, and after you get off, you say, man, that was fun, exciting. I might do it again. Yeah. It feels good. Yeah. When you feel good, you raise the vibrations of your energy field. When your energy field has elevated vibrations, you start to see goals come closer to you and healing states manifest. When I've experienced being sick with a cold, I've done this many times, I have mentally imagined myself jumping on my little mini trampoline and laughing at some episode on comedy on TV, you know, just laughing. It didn't matter how the cold was affecting my energy levels and physical disposition, you see, I imagined myself in a completely different situation. When I felt better through my imagination, the effects from the cold start diminishing. See, when you feel good, the finish line comes closer and closer to you. All right? Now you might ask yourself, what's God do with marriage? A whole lot. Because when you learn to appreciate that self within you, the higher self within you, you can appreciate the higher self within her or sisters. Now here I'm talking, but this is very, very important, very important, very important. Okay? When you appreciate the higher self within her, brothers, you know, it won't matter what happens to her physically, you know, because after time, the physical changes, you know, that little cutie pie, fine little hourglass sister you married, you know, back when, will not be the same physically 20, 30 years from now, you see? But when you appreciate that higher self within her, God says it's him, it won't matter what happens to her physically. You're still connected and still love her. Appreciate and love that higher self. You're still connected. It won't matter. It won't matter. Because the self that you love never changes. Woo! Man, that's something. Let me say it again. Like Oprah says, tweet, tweet. Tweetable moment there. Yeah. The self that you are loving won't change. It won't change. That self won't change. That's very important. So that's why it's important. See, every time I'm reading, even though these are great personal growth areas, this contributes to the healthy, happy marriage. Okay? Yeah. All right. When you dwell in this higher self, you get in touch with more of your possibilities. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely, all right? Okay, and I'm going to talk about some energy fields that a lot of you might not know about. It's called energy medicine field. Practitioners in the field, you know, such as these are real energy techniques you might not have heard of. Reiki, quantum biofeedback, matrix energetics, body talk, polarity, cranial sacral, reconnection techniques, and others. Yeah, those are some powerful energy techniques. Yeah. They all tell you to go to that part of you which is divine. Go to that part of you which is divine. Yeah, and you relax. Relax and let the conscious mind go and allow the higher self to take over and redirect your energy toward that which is healing, whole, and aligned. Oh, this is fantastic. I've been through this. Yeah. Actually, my wife and I went through several sessions of matrix energetics. We've had cranial sacral and polarity also. And actually, Reiki, too. Yeah, we've had that, too. That's wonderful. Yeah. But they all have this common denominator where they tell you to relax and go to that part which is divine. And the higher self, that's divine. Like I said, it came from that breath that God breathed right into your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some might call it the heart space or third eye. You know, they might say, go to the third eye or heart space. Same thing. But it all comes back to that special part of you that has the capacity for miracles and life transformations. See? This is why we should constantly appreciate this part of ourselves. You know, I'm gonna tell you, this is fantastic. You know, this might seem spooky to some of y'all, okay? But I'm telling you, now regarding matrix energetics, look that up actually. Go to matrixenergetics.com and go to YouTube, see sessions, go to the website. Matrix, like it sounds, like the movie Matrix. And the Dr. Richard Bartlett is the one who was blessed to receive the tools for this. Dr. Richard Bartlett, and you can look him up too. Bartlett. Okay? Now, we actually saw people who had scoliosis. Y'all remember that? That's when the spine is kind of, it's not going straight. It's kind of wavy like a snake, you know. it's not a form right in the back, all right? We actually saw, at my own eyes, scoliosis patients on the stage, and Dr. Richard Bartlett, tune in to the energy field, okay? And their backs straightened up within seconds. Their spine straight. I was looking at the backs. You know, they're laughing and crying and miracle in their mind. Yeah. Absolutely. And to the point where it happens, they have people who are catchers stand behind them. And what happens when you get this flood of energy, you go into a swoon. You're not unconscious, but your body kind of relaxes till it falls back. So they have people behind them to catch them so they don't, you know, hurt themselves. Yeah. It's not spooky either, I'm telling you. Look it up. Matrix Energetics. I got on stage myself. I have a back problem. I have a real serious disc problem. My back, bulging disc, hernia disc. Matter of fact, I got shot last week in my neck for a disc in my neck, you know, touching my spinal cord. So I got some issues with my back myself. And one time I had a limp on my left side because of the disc were causing problems with my muscles and causing me a limp here. And so I was calling stage one time. Yeah, I'm talking about Matrix Energetics. And he did his thing and so forth. I'm conscious the whole time. And he knew just what the problem was. You know, he didn't ask me, he just knew. He said, "You got a back problem, don't you?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he was just doing his thing, you know, tapping into the energy field. At first I felt nothing happened. And then after a while, it felt like a wave came over me. I was still conscious. And, of course, my body went back like a tree falling down, you know. And then someone caught me, and they lowered me to the ground and to the stage. I'm still conscious. I'm smiling. And I was down there for maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes, not that long. God went back to my seat. Sure enough, no more limp on my left side. Gone. That was, a few years ago. Gone. Never came back. So I'm telling you, look it up. Matrix Energetics. I highly recommend that, you know. A fantastic way of healing. Can't explain it. You just have to look at it in the book, actually, called The Physics of Miracles and Matrix Energetics, two books. The Physics of Miracles and Matrix Energetics. I've read both books. Dr. Richard Bartlett. Yeah. Yeah, very, very important. All right. So the whole idea, I'm saying that they all say go to that part which is divine, which is the higher self, which is a self we should appreciate, okay? And again, when you connect to that self within you, you know, and really connect and appreciate what God has done, then you can look at your mate differently, entirely differently, entirely, and appreciate. Everybody has this, by the way. Yeah, and we can appreciate the higher self within everyone you meet. That means you could love everyone you meet. You love that self within them. Yeah. Because the same spirit that's in them is in you. You have this oneness going on. Fantastic. I'm telling you. This is so key to really holding on to a good marriage. And first of all, like I said, being connected to that part within you that you might not be familiar with. You know? Yeah. So another aspect of self-appreciation is to notice the positive traits you now possess. Very important. Make a list of all the good in you. Yeah. You should know the good in you. Make a list. Yeah. And definitely, if you are thinking about marriage, you're not married yet, you're thinking about getting married or you're engaged, make a list of your wonderful traits. You should know the wonderful parts of you. Are you compassionate? Are you considerate? Are you loving to yourself? Are you loving to others? Do you demonstrate being human on a daily basis? That might seem simple, but a lot of people are not. Do you see beauty everywhere you go? Man, I do, and that's so wonderful. I remember when I was on my dark side, and a lot of you all know what I'm talking about, you know. I came to a life of addictions and drug dealing and misusing women and all that. I came through that. You see, I came through all that, you know. But on this side of light and wisdom and beauty, I can look outside and see beauty everywhere. You know, the flowers, the sky. I'm driving a car on the freeway. I see the beauty in the freeway. And I thank God for that. You know, it's smooth. The road is smooth. The lights are there helping us to see our way at night. It's so much to appreciate. Yeah, absolutely. Are you wanting to show appreciation to others? Are you wanting to show appreciation to God consistently? Consistently. The Muslims, we would do thicker, called thicker, you know. To the non-Muslim audience, it's a way of just remembering God all the time. A lot of us have thicker beads, you know. Thanking God consistently. Are you trustworthy? Are you dependable? Can people depend on you? Are you, and you're still connected to CP time? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Are you a responsible person? Are you a productive person? Do you laugh and enjoy life? Yeah, laugh and dance, have a good time. Do you share and receive openly? A lot of us can't receive. We can give. A lot of us are givers. That's good. But when somebody wants to give you something, you say, oh, no, I don't need that. No, not me. Even a compliment. Hey, brother, that's a nice shirt you have. I got to sell the thrift store. You know, it's no big deal. No. Say thank you. Praise God. Thank you very much. Got it, you know, at Macy's. Thank you. Say it. Don't put down compliments. We all possess, you know, tell me, we all possess many good traits that we sometimes overlook as we allow the negative circumstances to become our dominant vibration. Don't do that. Don't do that. What we focus on, we promote. Did you know that? Now, one of my teachers, Dr. Dennis Whately, I love him, he says, we are ruled by our dominant thoughts, unquote. We are what we think about. We attract more of what we allow to sit in our mental pilot seat. You know that? Oh, I said it again. We attract more of what we allow to sit in our mental pilot seat. Now, do you see why a lot of your marriages have not worked out well? Do you see now why you had catastrophe? You blame her or sister, you blame him all the time? And your dominant thought was what? He ain't no good. She ain't no good. I can't trust him. I can't trust her. Where is she right now? She's been here 5 o'clock. It's 5:05 now. Where is she? Where is he? What are they doing? Probably doing something they should have no business doing. Huh? You wonder why you have problems in your relationship. See, we have much good in us, and we can bring it out on a daily basis. Pray on it. Meditate on it. Make and say affirmations on it. And make it our dominant vibration. We will see our lives transform and become a beacon of light for others. Yeah. What is your dominant vibration right now? What is it right now, I wonder? What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? You know, it's very important. Like you got pain, like myself, like I'm in pain right now going up with my because of my neck going down my left arm. I focus on my right arm. My right shoulder. It feels wonderful. I thank God for my good feeling in my right arm all the time. So I'm gonna focus on the arm that feels great, not the arm that feels bad. Because if I focus on the arm that feels bad, what happens? The bad gets magnified. Yeah. Don't do that. Okay, now we kind of finished our self-esteem and self-appreciation. All right. Now, the next area, big area, is called visualization. Visualization. All right. Very, very, very important here. Very important. You know? Visualization or guided imagery is the base for my book, Reconnect, the basis of it. Yeah. Visualization works for anything you need to accomplish in life. if we think from the end, in fact, Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about it in his book called The Power of Intention, think from the end, we already have in our mind the desired results firmly fixed as an already fulfilled fact. Yeah. So in marriage, you know, think about the sister already being the best, looking the best, operating the best, demonstrating the best. Already put the best out there before you even see it. Absolutely, absolutely. You know? Yeah. Create scenarios where you want to give her compliments right now, even before she even does the deed. Yeah. If she's cooking, if she's the one that takes care of the meals, you got compliments already ready. You can taste the food even before she begins. You ready to give her a hug now? Yeah, because you know she's going to throw down. You already taste it now. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, visualization. Yeah, for sure. So it's very, very important to understand the impact and the importance of visualization. Okay? It's really important to be a good visualizer, a good painter, a good dreamer, an optimistic, positive, expectant person, and of course, a person of faith. Faith is very important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right, so as you visualize, see, what happens at first is it's hard to do. Why? Because the muscles have not been formed or strengthened. You got to have strong visualization muscles in order to make this whole thing work, you know. What happens, you think about it and it fades. The picture fades, you know. It's not a strong picture. You know, so you got the strength of your visualizing muscles. So as you create pictures in your mind of what it is that you want, you know, if you're trying to repair your marriage, a healed and healthy marriage. If you're trying to get married, a fantastic, joyous marriage, you know? Yeah. As you're doing it, you're generating thoughts and feelings of having it now. Of having it now. Remember that DVD and book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne? All right, I got a quote by her. She says, visualization is powerfully focused thought in pictures, and it causes equally powerful feelings. When you're visualizing, you are emitting powerful frequencies in the universe. The law of attraction will take hold of that powerful signal and return them back to you just as you saw them in your mind. Yeah, unquote. Yeah. When you visualize, you materialize. Okay? Yeah. Don't take this lightly. No. I'm telling you, see, we wait too long and wait until our physical eyes see something. It's like you don't trust her. You don't trust him. You don't trust the marriage. You don't trust that they'll do the right thing. You know? So what you're doing, you're actually picturing the bad unconsciously when you do that. See? When you visualize and hold that picture firm in your mind, the best in her, the best in him, the best in yourself, you got to start there. Yeah. The best person in yourself first. That's why mirror work is so important. excuse me for coughing, but, you know, when you're fasting, your throat's kind of dry. So, it's, all right. And, as a matter of fact, I'm visualizing a nice tall glass of water right now. And you're getting that feeling of how that is when I swallow it. All right. Okay. Okay. So you have to visualize. You have to have a strong picture. But the more you do that, you know, when you stand in front of the mirror, that's the perfect time to do these exercises. Perfect time, okay? When you do that, and you see yourself in the mirror, see yourself in the mirror as a productive, happy, productive, joy-filled person. Yeah. See yourself as that. Call out your name. Your name is Yusuf. Hey, Brother Yusuf. Hey, man. What's up? Man, I see you as being productive today. I see you as making that million-dollar meal. A meal, I mean, million-dollar meal. It sounds good. It's even faster you think about food. Million-dollar contract. Yeah, I see you closing that deal. I see you getting that job. I see you getting that mate, that sister who is the perfect one for you. Perfect fit. I see it. Because you're great. You're great. I can see it in you. You got greatness all around you. All around you. Yes, you do. You know? So you say these things, and after a while, you know, it becomes a natural thing. It flows better. At first it feels awkward. Awkward. But after a while, you do it with grace. Every time you see the mirror, hey, man, how you doing, man? High five. All right? Close that deal. Go and get that sister. Go and get married. It's time. Yeah. So when you're visualizing, you focus on the end results without distraction. Mm-hmm. It is the feeling that strengthens or fuels the visualization. See, the feeling, that's what makes it strong. And really feel it. Feel it. Yeah. Feel it. Absolutely. You know? Focus on an innocent child that needs your love, attention, nurturing, validations, guidance, listening, and empathic ear. You know, you can use a child like that to help you out there, you know? Keep your mind on the product, and the process will be easy. Again, keep your mind on the product, and the process will be easy, you know? Yeah. If you're not married, focus sitting in that chair, you know, for the Muslims, sitting in that chair, focusing, you know, facing your bride. Yeah. This is the one. Say, this is the one for me. Oh, yeah. This is the one for me. I can look in her eyes and see it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the one for me. Yeah, I feel myself being whole now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is very important, you know. So this is why we have to do it regularly. You know, again, at first it's hard. It feels fake. It feels, you know, like something that, you know, needs no attention. You know, you shouldn't even be doing this. You should be doing something more important with your life instead of standing in front of a mirror talking like this, you know. But after a while, you can make the eye connection with yourself there and start saying these things and loving yourself in the process. You got to love yourself. Got to tell yourself you love you. You got to do that, you know. And you build up this self-assurance. I want to say confidence. But see, remember, you might not know. Confidence comes from experience. From experience. Now, you have confidence in Almighty God blessing you because you've been blessed before, okay? But you can't have confidence in making this happen or getting that sister if you never have done that before, you know? So you got to put confidence in the right area. You can be real assured that it's going to happen because of the faith you have. Yes. You know, or like I said, Allah, Almighty God has blessed you before, so you can have confidence in God blessing you like he did before. Yes. Okay? As long as you put it in the right context. All right? Very important to understand that. All right? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Now, if you're in a marriage and things are a little bumpy, you know, you could just change the picture. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's a direct quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer. Yeah. So if you're in a dramatic situation, things are going right, you know, you arguments here or there, you're not agreeing and so forth and so on. Change the way you look at her. Or sister, change the way you look at him. Qualities that you saw before you got married. Look at those characteristics that made you want to say, yes, I do want to marry you. What drove you to say that? Yeah. Go to that channel. And you change the way you look at the situation. When you do that, the things you look at will change. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Visualization is extremely necessary for the elements that I talk about in my book, Reconnected, here. and a happy, harmonious marriage. Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's another level to this, which is really the same, but I'm going the same way, but it's titled differently. It's called visioning. Got visualization to visioning. Now, visioning is already done. I was alluding to that already. It's a done deal already. It's done. It's done deal. You know, done. You see? Yeah, yeah. You and a sister, you know, arguing and so forth. Now you change the way you look at things. Like perspective is different. In your mind, done deal. Done deal. We took care of that. We're one again. We're not separated anymore. We're one again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she does the same thing. When you see her again, it's like you never had a problem in the first place. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. See, that's visioning. Remember, that's the next level. Visualization to visioning. Okay, keep that in mind, okay? All right. Now, if you're a good visualizer, you have to clearly see yourself validating others. Very, very, very important. Man, validating others. Boy, that's so important. And you parents, validate your children. Validate those children. Compliment them. Validate them. Remember, the difference is when you compliment someone, you're appreciating what they're doing or what they did. It's behavior-based. When you're validating, you're appreciating them as a person, as what God put on this earth. That's the difference. Please know that. Okay? Complimenting is behavior-based. Validating is them as a person. Okay? Yeah. Example. You know? Matter of fact, I heard this was last week. I was over one of my students' houses, and I was hearing the mother and her daughter was in the kitchen. And she was saying, "Say, Susan, you are doing such a fantastic job in this kitchen. With the spices, you aren't measuring anything. Man, you got that in you to do that. Because I don't remember teaching you all that whenever, you know, when you were growing up. I don't remember teaching you all that. You must have it in you. Well, I am so thankful to God for having you as my daughter. Man, this is what a delight this is. I'm loving this right now." Woo! When I heard that, a little tear started to form in my right eye. You know, because I don't hear that much, you know. That wasn't present in my childhood. I don't know about yours. But for the parent to compliment her daughter and validate her like that, I said, man, praise due to God. Boy. But now, as we learn to become a good visualizer ourselves, we got to do it ourselves. We got to validate others. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. So you got to clearly see yourself operating as a committed optimist. And we're going to talk about optimism too later on. That's another chapter here. Clearly see yourself as a high self-esteem, high self-image person. Clearly see yourself connected to God. Very, very important. Remember, all this is important to be a good visualizer. You got to clearly see yourself manifesting strong, unwavering faith. Oh, yes. We're going to talk about that in a little while, too. That's part of this whole series. Faith. Mm-hmm. Clearly see yourself exhibiting strong communication and listening skills. We're going to talk about that, too. Another chapter coming up. Continuously being grateful for the known and unknown blessings. The known and unknown blessings. Having good financial intelligence. Now, you know a sister can appreciate that from her brother. Vice versa, too. Yeah, it's not one way now. Having good financial intelligence, you know. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, that's one of my long-range goals is to establish a foundation where we teach our young brothers business skills and financial intelligence. Absolutely. Along with personal growth. Yeah, that's one of my long-range goals. Mm-hmm. Thinking and acting as a responsible, contributing adult. Yeah. Yeah, not the craziness we see now in our kids. Yeah. Internalizing and managing your emotions. Man, you can't have a happy marriage if you don't have that in order. Having only healthy, life-producing attachments. Oh, yes. That reminds me of the long series I did on addictions. Only healthy, life-producing attachments. Nothing unhealthy. Accepting only the proper relationship characteristics. No codependencies in business or personal areas. Mm-hmm. Yep. As one, see yourself as one with a strong, independent thinking mindset, but simultaneously checking your ego, knowing that we are only a wave in the ocean and not the ocean. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Got that in order? Yeah. So I just give me the tools to become a good visualizer. Okay? Remember, visioning is the next level. All right? So that's another tool to use to improve relationship, to repair relationship, and before and to prepare yourself for the best relationship, best marriage. Okay? All right. I know, I talked about this before. You know, when people get married, they always talk about the weddings, or the idea that they're getting married. That's the big thing. Oh, he proposed to me. Oh, she accepted. Oh, she has the ring now. The wedding dress and the bridesmaids and all the money spent and all this kind of stuff going on, All the emphasis on the ring and the wedding day. Nothing what happens afterwards. After the smoke clears and the party gowns are all returned to the rental place they came from, and both of y'all look at one another, you ask yourself, now what do we do? Now what do we do? I don't know. Hey, get together beforehand, okay? Wedding just a day. Well, very important to understand that. Everybody got that? All right. So, next area we'll talk about is self-image. Man, this is so, so very important. Man, I talk about this all the time when I do relationship workshops. One of the reasons we have downfalls and divorces is because that the brother has a certain image of marriage and the roles of his wife. And when she fails in living up to the image that's in his mind, he blames her for not living up to his image, and that starts arguments and begins the divorce, and vice versa too. See, we don't share the same image. That's a real problem. All right. So it's getting to it. Okay. How we see ourselves is what we become. The need for a healthy self-image is crucial for the balanced, emotionally intelligent future adult. Yeah. The self-image determines how the young child will develop. Now I'm talking about, in childhood. And remember, it all appears to you right now. You might be 80 years old listening. Same thing. Your self-image is like a thermostat set in the house for 78 degrees. When the house gets cooler than 78, the heater comes on until the temperature is 78. When the temperature gets above 78, the air conditioner comes on to bring the temperature down to 78. You see, got that now? Yeah. The self-image we set for ourselves consciously or unconsciously is how we're going to be despite external conditions. We can rise or fall no further than our self-image. Okay? And by the way, I forgot to mention, if you want to ask a question or comment or be a part of this whole discussion, all you got to do is hit the number 1 on your telephone. Push number 1 and it'll cue me to bring you on the switchboard. Okay, if you want to talk about this or have a question, comment, just hit number 1 and I'll bring you in and we'll talk about this. Okay, and by the way, if you're listening live online, right under the show page, you see my picture and email Alfred's picture. There's a little box down there, that's a chat room. You can actually type in a question or comment, and I can see that and answer on air. Okay? Yeah, that's another way you can do that. So if you're on the phone and you want to participate, just hit number one. If you're listening live online, just go down there and type in the comment on the chat room, and I'll see that. Okay? I know a lot of people online right now, and they're also on the switchboard, so I appreciate that. I also appreciate even Alpha for giving me this Wednesday spot to talk about this very, very important topic. Okay? We got to straighten up, you guys. You know, brothers and sisters, we got to straighten up. You know? Yeah. When I was in the Oakland area, I love seeing these our pioneers who were just holding hands and obviously very much connected with one another, married 40, 50, 60, 70 years. I love seeing that. I saw some young ones doing the same thing, you know, with a whole lot now. But I love seeing that. Man, that's great. And more of us can have that as long as we understand the tools we need to have. And self-image, this is important tool right here. Yeah. Now, Dr. Nathaniel Brandon is another one of my teachers I studied with, the Psychology of High Self-Esteem. He says, quote, self-image or concept includes self-esteem, but it is broader. Concerns my overall perception of my traits, abilities, limitations, shortcomings, and strengths. So, self-concept has self-esteem as the evaluative component, but self-concept includes a great deal more like what is appropriate to me, what I'm able to do or not do, what my strengths are, what my limitations are, end quote. Okay? Yeah, so self-image includes self-esteem in there. All right? Okay. I'll give you an example here. Again, I'm not straying from the marriage theme. This is very, very important. You got to understand it because, see, what you see, you know, affects how you're going to act. So you got to see the right thing, okay? And you got to see the best in yourself first, see? And the sister see the best in herself first, okay? And then, we're not done, you have a healthy self-concept of the marriage complete without her input or her without his input. You can't have a marriage image by yourself. Say, sister, this is my image. What's your image? You share, and then you get a common, agreed-upon image of what your marriage is going to look like. It's different from everybody. You know, it's not the same. And when it's agreed upon, this is the image that we're going to hold sacred. My role, your role. Okay? All those things like that. All right? When you have that, that becomes the governor. That becomes dictates your marriage and what happens if you fall off the wagon, so to speak. You fall off the marker, fall off the path here and there, okay? All right. Now, we'll go back to personal self-image again here. Because, again, you got to have it solidly with yourself first, okay? Make sure everybody has a really solid idea of what I am talking about here, okay? All right. All right, so if you have a high self-image of yourself being a great auto mechanic, for example, you're going to be more attentive in your auto mechanics class. You're going to do well on your tests. You're going to ask intelligent questions, which will demonstrate your genuine interest. When you experience some defeat along the way, you will shrug it off and forge on. When you graduate and select a place of employment in which to show your new skills, you walk with confidence and self-assurance. Oh, yeah. Shoulders back, head high. Mm-hmm. The prospective employer notices the spirit, and you are hired, baby. You're hired. As a mechanic, you start to get compliments from customers and fellow workers. All this positive feedback reinforces and raises your self-esteem along with your self-image. Okay? All right. Now, the same principle applies to a person with low self-image. Yeah, that's right. They never expect much good to come to them, and they get exactly that. The law of attraction in action again. Now, they're in the same auto mechanics class only because they needed an elective class, and this one was the only one offered. You know what's going to happen here. They missed many main points in the class because they were not attentive enough. This person kind of likes the class, but they don't see themselves doing well as a mechanic or anything else in life, for that matter. When they get a bad grade, they get reassurance that they don't measure up with the rest of the class and that they are a loser, which complies with their internal image. Follow me? They get caught up in the downward spiral of misery and disappointments. Yeah, don't you know people like that? Let's say, for example, that you're a great elementary school teacher. You have been in that position for the past 15 years in the same classroom with the same grade level students. You love that position. The kids love you there. Mm-hmm. The principal and others in the administration are quite pleased with your performance. You show honesty, integrity, punctuality, commitment, and a real passion for your profession. These kind of qualities or transferable skills are very attractive and can be used for other positions. Yeah. The principal was given notice from the school district that there was an in-house opening for an assistant principal, and he wants to recommend you for that prestigious position. His staff all agree that you are the perfect person to fill that position, and they wish to write letters of recommendation in your behalf. They are all excited for you, as this will definitely be an advancement for you. There will be an advance in salary, flexibility in job duties and decision making. You're rational. Multitasking and decision making skills will be utilized, which will help in your own development. You're presented with this offer and you gladly accept. Oh, yeah. Everybody's supportive and you feel great and appreciated. After some time goes by, for the transition period, you start your new position. You look around your new office and surroundings. Oh, yeah, new plants over here and, yeah, pictures over there. You notice a lot of people on the same floor working in their own office space. The sound of the computers, faxes, various conversations, and many new faces. You say to yourself, I am so thankful to God. Praise be to God for this great opportunity, and I am going to do a wonderful job for the school. Absolutely. But deep inside, you're saying, you know, I'm a fraud. I don't belong here. These people are crazy for hiring me. Me, a basic third-grade school teacher? How did I get here? Don't these people know who I really am? Where are my kids? I wonder who is teaching them now. Will my replacement know how to handle the class like I did? I wonder how little Sarah is doing. You do your supposed best in the new position, but the principal and staff notice that you aren't really measuring up to the ideal that the principal and all the recommendation letters presented. You aren't punctual or as attentive at meetings as you were as a teacher. You are distracted at times when there are critical matters to attend to that need your undivided attention now. After 30 days of performing at an unacceptable level, the principal relieves you as probationary period dictates. Disappointed, hurt, and frustrated, you approach the principal for a discussion about your career. He, being disappointed with you, understands what's going on and offers your old job back. You, being surprised and delighted, gladly accept and prepare to go back to work. Hey, now you feel light inside and an assurance that everything is going to be all right. All right, here we go. Now, let's talk about this. What has happened here? Mary, we'll call her, you know, had as her self-image a great giving third grade school teacher. That image was solid within Mary's psyche. The image guided her day by day. She lived up to the image for 15 years. Mary's mode of operation was consistent. Her outer image and inner image was in sync. Her inner house was set at 78 degrees and her temperature was a constant 78 degrees. So what happened to her when she made the change in her career, which should have been a cause for celebration, huh? Her outer world or image no longer matched her inner world or image. And this also happens to divorces, by the way. See, again, I'm connecting to marriage. You know, I can rephrase that right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Your image of marriage no longer matched her image of marriage, and so a divorce came. I could put that right in there. Anxiety set in. All right. Being an assistant principal did not fit her self-image. Mary consistently accepted and loved the advancement, but subconsciously, Mary was scared to death and felt way out of place. So what did she do? She unconsciously sabotaged her position just as a thermostat kicking in to lower or raise the temperature to match the 70 degrees. Hey, this is what you do in marriages. You sabotage the marriage. You blame her for not living up to your image, but what you subconsciously said, hey, this does not fit my image. Hey, it's not me. Or you might say, I don't deserve her. Or she might say, I don't deserve him. He's too good. She's too good. I'm rotten. I'm no good. And this man's giving me everything, treating me and cooking for me and doing everything. I don't deserve him. You know, I'm rotten. How'd I get him in the first place? Or vice versa. You sabotage the marriage, and so there it goes. You did it. You know? So, in Mary's case, back to this case here, Mary was not operating at her level of incompetence, but she was promoted beyond the level of her self-image or concept. It had nothing to do with her competence skills, but instead it was her own perception of herself, not seeing herself as an administrator. If Mary wanted, if she really wanted to move up the ladder, she would have to change her vision of herself and modify her self-image. Her self-image could then embrace a higher level of success. Now, everybody get that? That's key right there. That's key right there. And marriages, if you really want to have a sister like that, you got to match that yourself. You didn't get that degree? She's working on her doctorate. Go back to school, baby. Go back to school. Yeah. You have to change your vision of yourself. As being, if you want to, it depends what your passion is, get that next level of education. Get it. Tell yourself you deserve it. God created you in the excellent mode. That's what Scripture says. Give me the fountain of abundance. Yeah. So you do what you need to do to raise yourself up, raise your image of yourself up to match what you were going to have. That matches her, possibly, in that case, you know? All right? So what do you do to keep and get an advanced position? How do you change careers and have some kind of assurance that you're going keep that position? How do you become successful in school, acquiring a healthy marriage, acquiring healthy friends, finding and keeping your life partner, prosperity partner, like to call it, attain your goals or loving or living life, huh? There is a way, and this is very necessary for you to know, really accept and internalize, thus equipping you to give this reality to yourself, to your higher self. Remember, high self-esteem people oriented toward challenge and opportunity. Low self-esteem people are oriented toward safety and security. Keep that in mind when you make talks about always being safe. Like, say, when you got a business idea. You know, you like taking videos. You're good with the camera. People give you compliments on taking great videos. So you see yourself as having a video business, you know? You know, you got a nice secure job right now, you know, you're working as an auto mechanic, nice money. But your passion is taking videos. Yeah, you see yourself and you've done some weddings already, and people say, "Man, this is a great package." You give them their DVD, and it looks like people are turning pages and different pictures and different music there, and you did a great job mastering, and they got something they can have for a lifetime. You did it. You see yourself doing well, you know? But your wife says, "Hey, baby, you know, keep that day job." No. You might do a couple of things on weekends, but no, don't think about giving your day job up and going beyond what you're doing now as a hobby. Uh-uh. Well, see, he's a high self-esteem person. She's a low self-esteem person. And I'm sure we can identify people just like that. Right? Okay. All right. You know? So, it's very important to understand that. Here's a quote by Albert Einstein. Einstein says, quote, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. It is a preview of life's coming attractions." Oh, yeah, I got to keep that visualization out there, you know? You know? Here's what Dennis Whaley says. I got a quote from him. "It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. Individuals behave not in accordance with reality, but in accordance with their perception of reality. The self-image is a fundamental key to understanding all of human behavior. If you change the self-image, you change the personality and the behavior," end quote. Dr. Dennis Whaley. Okay? Yeah. I'm going to give you an example. This is so key. From Dr. Maxwell Maltz. Some of you might know this. He has a winning book called Psycho-Cybernetics. My friend, Emil Alfred, we talked about this. He read the book, too. Yeah, we're on the same page. He talked about a woman who thought she had an ugly nose and wanted a nose job. She went to a recommended plastic surgeon and went through the procedure. Mm-hmm. After the surgery and the swelling, the doctor revealed her new nose to her with great anticipation, you know, that she would be ecstatic. Well, she looked at herself in the mirror, and Sally said that she didn't see much difference and still felt ugly. Her self-image was one of ugliness, so no matter what happened on the outside, her perception was reflected on what was inside of herself. You see? Yeah. And this is, again, it goes back to marriages again. You know? Say, for instance, you know, the sister, you know, she does a great job. Say, for instance, she cleans the house. That's what she does. That's the thing. You know, not being stereotypical. But say that's her thing. She does it well. Loves doing it. Does a great job. Great job. You know? In your mind, she's not. She's not doing a great job. Because you have a different image entirely. You know? And you go looking for some dust behind a picture or under a vase or something. You know, in your mind, she ain't doing nothing. You see? So you got to really see this. Very important. Here's another quote by Dr. Maltz. He says, "When you see a thing clearly in your mind, your creative success mechanism within you takes over and does the job much better than you could do it by conscious effort or willpower. What do you want to see in your mate?" Going back to marriage again. See the best. See the best. You know? Now, how do you do this? Well, where do you start? You got to monitor your self-talk. That's where it starts. Oh, yeah. It is our self-talk, or technically speaking, it's called intrapersonal communication, that forms our self-image. What do you say to yourself? What kind of conversation you say are you engaged in? Huh? Since, you know, part of this is training to be as emotionally strong as you can, first as an individual, and secondly as a good marriage partner. it is critically important to verbalize the descriptions and aspirations about yourself in the affirmative posture. Yeah, you got to build yourself up. In order to be the best, you got to feel you're the best. You know, it's very important. All right? So, your current situation, however different it may be from what you want it to be, it doesn't matter. You know, you want to say things that you know is part of your higher self. Remember I talked about the higher self, which is nothing but greatness and genius. You see, you speak from that position. You might say it's a lie, and your other side, you kind of like a tug of war. Your lower self, the higher self are fighting with one another, right? Lower self might say, that's a lie. You're not like that. You know all that. Higher self says, yes, I am. Doesn't matter what you are presently. What you know you can be is all about your potential, okay? All right? Saying to yourself, I'm no good at selling. I just can't make my sales quota. You can make things happen, but I can't. Yeah, I'll say it again. You can make things happen, but I can't. Or, marriages for me always wind up failing. I'm a failure at relationships. Another one. Every time I attempt to get ahead, I get disappointed. Or, I can get a date if I wasn't so ugly. Another one. Bills instead of money always finds a way to me. Every time I turn around, here's another bill. Oh, my God. I'm getting a heart attack just thinking about the mailbox. Can't go to the show, and I'm broke. Another one. I won't participate in the play because I don't appeal to anybody. Another one. I can't speak up at these parties. No one is interested in what I have to say. You see, these statements form your self-image and thus create the path you're on and where you're going. You see? When you say, marriage is for me always wind up failing, what do you think is going to happen? Your next marriage is going to be a failure. If you say, I'm a failure at relationships, I'm a failure at marriages, you're going to be a failure. Guaranteed, baby. Yeah. You're going to be a failure. Yeah. There's another one by Dennis Whaley. He says, got a lot of quotes, but I like this guy. He's good. Each of us are controlled by these mental pictures that we form. We can't outgrow these limits that we place on ourselves. We can only set limits within which we must live. Our self-image determines the kind and scope of a person we are in every walk of life. It is our life-controlling mechanism. It's everything. It's everything. You see? So you got to have the highest self-image of yourself, the highest image of the marriage, and then you and her get together and create the best image of marriage and say, this is what we're going to have. This is it. We pray to Almighty God that we uphold this. This is our image right here. Yeah. And don't falter. Don't go against it. And hold one another accountable. Yeah, you might say, well, dear, did you really want to say it like that, or did you want to really do that? Is that helping or hurting the image we have, we agreed upon? Again, is it hurting or helping the image we agreed upon? Is it? Yeah, ask yourself that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why continue to say these things, all these negative things, when nothing good is produced from them? Nothing good. So what if they are currently true? How does your life change in this way? To create changes at the core self-image level, you need to start with changing your self-talk. Yeah. As you do this regularly, a pattern is created, and it is then easy and natural. It is easier to teach and model to others when it is second nature to you. You want to be a winner? Then say it. Then say it. I am a natural-born winner. Oof, that's powerful. When you say, I am, see, that implores the divine forces to come along with you and make it true. I am is a prefix of divinity. I am a natural born winner. Say it as you're looking at yourself in the mirror. The mirror is your stage. It is where you practice your lines, your new books, your new looks, your new appreciations. Every day you are feeding your self-image storage bank, which either works for you or against you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So it's very, very important to understand that, you know. By the way, you know, I got another little fun thing I do. I do it myself. You know, God willing, I walk my talk. And just imagine having a cheering squad in your mirror. They all are you, by the way. A whole bunch of you in the mirror. You know? And your name is Amir, okay? You're seeing six Amirs cheering you on as you look in the mirror first thing in the morning. One is saying, man, you look pretty good today. Another one is saying, you're going to create miracles today. Another one is saying, hey, man, you look, you've been working out. Another one will say, you've got what people need to have, and they can't wait to experience you today. Oh, yeah. How about you're getting better and better, and your family, friends, and coworkers will be glad and appreciative of your presence today. Another one will say, your wife is a pretty lucky person to have you as their mate. Woo! Or husband, depends on what matches. Think about that. How would that make you feel, experiencing that kind of boost every morning? How would you feel if someone told you these things as a child in adolescence? Man, I sure didn't get it, but I hope you got it. If you didn't get it, give it to yourself now. See? Yeah, for sure. Well, this sister, I'm going to give her name, Tanya Hassan, and she's the daughter of a good friend of mine, Imam Rafiq Hassan. And she wrote a poem called When I Grow Up. Yeah, When I Grow Up. Mm-hmm. All right, and she gave me permission to use this, by the way. When I grow up, I want to be just like the lady in the mirror staring back at me. I want her eyes, her laugh, her smile. I want her to look in the mirror and stare at me a while. When I grow up, I want her hair, her curly locks, bouncing everywhere. I want her perfectly white teeth and flawless skin. I want her to tell me what great shape I'm in. When I grow up, I want pierced ears so I can wear silver and diamond earrings during the festive time of year. I am to buy cute shoes and dresses, wear lipstick and blush on my cheeks. These are things that I want when I'm as big as she. This morning I looked into the mirror on birthday 33. I was happy that I had grown into the lady staring back at me. Isn't that something? Yeah, Tanya Hassan, my little sister. Okay, when I grow up. All right. Like I said, it's probably time for a little commercial here. Okay, for those tuning in, I am Nazim Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D. I'm reading and expounding on different chapters in the book that relate to having a healthy, harmonious, fantastic marriage. Yeah, the book called Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Again, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. All right? And there's a lot of people listening outside the country, I found out. So, for you brothers and sisters, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and put in the search, you know, have to go to books, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. It'll pop right up. And if you got e-books like Kindle or Nooks, you can get that way and download it. You know, it costs about $8. Yeah, the book is about $20. You got to pay a little shipping there. Sometimes Amazon and Barnes & Noble have wonderful sales, so you can get a lot less. Or you can go to my site for those who live in the States, cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. And you can email me. I'd love to hear some feedback from you. nrbookclub@gmail.com. Again, nrbookclub@gmail.com. Again, nrbookclub@gmail.com. It is a 412-page book and 14-chapter book, Reconnected, okay? It's a human manual. Matter of fact, it can actually transform your negative experiences into positive memories. Teaching you how to love yourself at deep levels, like we're doing right now, teach yourself how to love yourself at deep levels and create the life you have always desired. Yeah. I teach you how to go back in time to become that mentor, a fictional character. You actually counsel and be with your child self, the self you once were, and change those negative feelings to positive feelings by changing how the scenarios went in your mind. Yeah, called my virtual process. You change your feelings, then therefore you don't have those negative feelings that you have all over you, you know, like a ball and chain, preventing you from having the best marriage or best life. You can go into depression having those negative things haunting you from the past. You see, so my book talks about that, how do you get rid of those things once and for all. Okay, absolutely, all right? Yeah, I know we're winding down here. And it's very important, you know, to not only congratulate brother and sister who said, hey, we're getting married, got a date, next August 19th, whatever, you know, applaud that they are prepared for the marriage, you know, not just a one-day, you know, special event, that they're prepared for the marriage, that they have the right high level of self-esteem, personal self-image, and then the agreed-upon image of the marriage, healthy, vibrant, happy, fun-filled, before the wedding day. Don't say, well, it's on-the-job experience, you know, on-the-job training. No. That's how lives get ruined, and there's emotional abuse going on, and there's all kinds of, you know, human wreckage left behind for that kind of mentality. Don't do that. Should I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 marriages? Don't do that. Don't do it. Yeah. Know that you deserve the best, have the best. Have the best, okay? That's so, so very important to understand that. We're gonna stop there. We're gonna continue with self-image. There's a lot more to talk about with self-image. A lot more to talk about there, you see? Now, I have what's called a Reconnected Creed that I created from the spirit of my book, Reconnected. And I'll actually give this to you free if you email me at nr@gmail.com. Okay, it goes like this, all right? And this is something that we should say to ourselves every day, all throughout the day, all the time, internalize this, memorize this. It goes like this. I can create, and I am creating a powerful, passionate, peaceful, positive, and productive life for myself. I have unimaginable abilities. I can do anything, acquire anything, be anything I want to be. Nothing is impossible for me. God created me for excellence, by excellence, and through excellence. His spirit resides in me, is a part of me, and is directing me constantly with me being the worthy co-pilot. Remember, worthy co-pilot. All great things are available for my use and enjoyment. That's right. All great things available for me is enjoyment. Mm-hmm. That's right. I have the natural ability to always rise above any stresses and problems and come out a winner, because I'm a natural winner and I love me for that. Can have the life I thought was only a dream with accomplishment of my goals and joy in my soul. That's it. That's it right there. So anybody wants a copy of that, that's powerful. That's powerful. You're talking about affirmations. That's affirmation supreme there. So email me at nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com, and I'll actually send that to you, okay? And if you want me to autograph the book Reconnected for you, all right, and actually save you the shipping costs, then email me that request, and I'll send you a PayPal link with the book without the shipping costs, okay? So you want to pay that shipping. It's like a $20 book, all right? So keep that in mind, all right, real important. And remember, accept only the best for yourself. Don't say, well, I got to get married, you know, and I've been single a long time, and I see a sister over there. I can tell that, you know, from what others tell me, that she wants to get married to me, you know. I got a nice job, I guess. I guess I gotta marry. I guess I'll, ask the sister to marry me. I guess so, and I'll be whole again. You think like that? What do you think you're carrying into the marriage? You're actually sabotaging the marriage before it starts with that kind of mindset. Don't get married because you feel you gotta do it. Some imam or some person said you gotta do it, huh? You feel forced into it? Don't do it. No. Be healthy and great by yourself first. Love being by yourself first. Be solid by yourself first. Be happy and have fun by yourself first. Yeah? And when you feel good, your self-image is there, your self-esteem is there, then you're more attracting, huh? You're more attracting to a healthy sister there, or brother, depends on the context. Huh? You're more attracting because now you're a gold mine now. See you smiling and walking with confidence like you're a gold mine. You see? Now here's the key. She's a gold mine too because she walks the same way. See? And now you're attracting to yourself a sister like that. She's confident. Her head held high. Looks good, baby. Looks good. Oh, yeah. Now, like a magnet, y'all attracted to one another. And that's a happy marriage. Now, praise be to God. And keep that in mind. That's so important, all right? So important. So important. So do that, okay? All right, so this is Nazim. We're going to close the show out. But I want to make sure everybody understands that you don't have to settle. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Remember, God created you in an excellent mold. Not pretty good. Excellent mold. He's giving the fountain of abundance. Don't accept anything less than that in yourself or your mate. The marriage has to be on an excellent foundation, you see, for sure. All right? Okay. Good. Had a good time today. So we're going to start with part four next Wednesday. And so Muslims are fasting, Ramadan Mubarak. And I'll end the show with the peace that only God can give to you. As-salamu alaykum.